sure. I like you.
Thank you.
Great to see so many people here. You know, it's so important that young people vote. The reason is because a lot of politicians are very cynical people. They only listen to people who they think they can get votes out of. And unfortunately, when they look at the statistics, they see that young people are less likely to vote than anybody else, and therefore they don't think that they need to listen to young people. I think if they want to start solving a lot of the problems that there are in London, then they need to start listening to young people. Because it's all very well for them to think that they know everything about what it is to be young, or the problems that you face, what the solutions are to your issues. But in fact, you're the ones who know what the issues are, and you're the ones that know what the solutions are. And the last thing you need is for politicians to come and tell you what the solutions to your problems are. So, I don't really, first and foremost, the most important thing is that you go out there and vote. And, you know, it's more important that you go out there and vote than you vote for any political party, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so what am I going to do? I mean, what I've been doing, I've been going to colleges and schools around London and talking direct to young people, listening to what young people have to say. You know, I got a reputation. I was a police officer for 30 years. I was the police commander in Brixton. And I got a reputation for listening to people, taking on their issues and their solutions and acting on them. So, for example, in Brixton, there were too many young people who were being stopped and searched for small amounts of cannabis. And I told the cops, because the community told me that it was crack cocaine and heroin that was destroying young people's lives, I told my cops to stop arresting people for cannabis and to arrest people for crack cocaine and heroin. And what the point I'm trying to make is, I actually listen to people. And when I listen to people and they come up with answers, then I implement those answers, and that's what I'm going to do if you vote for me as mayor on May the 3rd. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to get all these rich people who stay in 4- and 5-star hotels in London to give a pound every night they stay in a hotel and give that money to young people. So we reckon, conservative estimate, although I hate the word conservative myself, a conservative estimate, we reckon £10 million in the first year that we can start putting into youth services, and not putting it into some big fund and then I sit there in my big chair and I make the decisions about where that money's spent and who spends it, but giving it to communities, empowering communities so that they can, and you can, young people can, provide the sort of things that young people want. You know, the sort of young people that we need to get in off the streets, out of the gangs, and into these sorts of places are the people who are very, it's very difficult to get to come in from the streets. We need to go out there and ask them, what is it that's going to get you from out on the street into one of these places? And that's the sort of thing that we've got to provide for them. That's why it's so important. I'll raise the money for you, but I want you to come up with the ideas about how we spend it to make things better for young people. To help me with that, I've got another young man, Dwayne Brooks. Come on, Dwayne, come up here. Thanks, Dwayne. So, Dwayne and I have known each other about 10 years. And Dwayne is going to be my deputy mayor for youth and communities if I become mayor. So he'll be taking the lead on all this stuff. You going to say something?
Of course, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. First, I want to just say what Sean Bailey said is exactly the kind of things that I would say. And we need more people like us in politics, but you've got to help us get there. You young people need to support us. You need to come out and make sure you vote. Now, the only way you're going to get someone like me is if you vote for Brian. You see, I don't know if Boris was here. Was Boris here today?
No.
So what does that tell you? Ken was here?
Yeah.
Who did he come with?
No.
What does that tell you? So where's the representation? It's simple. You can see it. There's no representation for young people. So you got to decide how you vote when you see things like that. It's easy for me to say who you should vote for, because I'm biased, you know? Vote for Brian. You get me. You get a loud voice for young people. Because that will be my role, deputy mayor for young people and communities. Stamp out this knife and gun crime stuff, support young people through education, building community, relationships with the police, lots of things. I've only been given 1 minute. So, Joe, I need more time so I can engage with you all. But sorry, Brian. But I'll be here to mingle, speak to everybody, but please, look at the issue. Boys don't turn up, Ken comes by himself, Brian brings somebody that will represent you. That's it in a nutshell. Thanks.
Okay, guys, questions, I think, is it? Is that right? Is that what happens now?